Krishnakrishnaya Bhutale
Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Sarasate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschaccha Desatarine Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda Sri Adaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So I remember one of my godbrothers who had his birthday celebration in Ljubljana, that's in Slovenia, which is near Italy, Mediterranean country, part of former Yugoslavia. So somehow or other they were bathing his feet and a photo was taken, and it ended up in one newspaper and some anti-cult papers, and they were criticizing, just see how the big leaders of the Krishna movement are being worshipped in such a way while the poor followers suffer miserably. So it's true that this is a very private ceremony, although in one sense we are worshipping Sri Guru, but in another sense, a guru who's taken the position of Sri Guru, he has a few disciples, and their relationship is with him, and it is their sadhana, it is their duty to serve the spiritual master and to worship him as if they were worshiping Sakshad Hari. They were worshiping Krishna directly, because we have no direct access to Krishna. Our eyes are anointed. We have the ointment of lust, anger, and greed. We're seeing the world he agrees with me. We're seeing the world through eyes which have been trained for many lifetimes to see in terms of I, me, and mine. So how will we directly approach Krishna? We cannot, but we need someone who we can see and who will act as a surrogate Krishna. We can practice our devotional service by serving him. So it is a private affair, and other disciples may not have the same type of intense faith or duty. Actually, it is quintessential, it is practically the most important principle in devotional service, to accept a bona fide spiritual master tad vijñānārtam gurum eva abhigacchat. Must be done. Acharya Upasana, Krishna says that part of knowledge, someone who claims to be learned, amanitvam adamvitvam, he should be humble, he should be free from false pride, he should see janma mrityu jara vyadi dukkha doshanu darshanam, he should see that the real misery in life is that we will have to give up this body. It will get old and it will get diseased and it will die. Now that may sound amazing, but many or most people, pasyanapi na pasyati, they have eyes to see, but they're not seeing. Their eyes are like the eyes on a peacock. If you've seen a beautiful peacock, he has a plume. There are beautiful eyes there. But they don't see those eyes. And for the most part, everyone sees all around them misery and suffering. But they can't understand that these things are happening to them. And before you can say, the cow jumped over the moon, Jack, be nimble, Jeff, be quick. Before you can snap your... Practically, your life is finished. It goes so quickly. So, we have to take help from a bona fide spiritual master. It is a must. And Krishna says this is part of knowledge, acharya upasanam, to see, or to worship actually, not just to see, but to worship the acharya. Of course, acharya has different meanings. Acharya means someone who teaches by his example. So anyone who walks his talk, anyone who says something and does it, he's an acharya. May not even be a spiritual person. One meaning of acharya. Another meaning of acharya is that he is a representative of Krishna. He is the acharya of his disciples. Prabhupada uses the word in that way. He's a guru, a teacher, an acharya. And then there is founder acharya, like Srila Prabhupada, like Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. They were the founders of their missions. They were, in the real sense, theologians, because they contributed to Lord Chaitanya's mission. They added something. One of my godbrothers, Tamal Krishna Goswami, he's doing his PhD at Cambridge, and his thesis is that Srila Prabhupada was a theologian. Scholars, they simply say that he was a person who expertly pushed on a tradition. He was a cult leader. He took the teachings, and he was a good businessman, a good marketer, and he increased the number of disciples. But Tamal Krishna is showing that Srila Prabhupada actually contributed to the whole strategy of Lord Chaitanya's mission. He was a real theologian, and he was a founder acharya. So acharya upasana. And there are so many different verses. So many different verses about the importance of worship of the spiritual master. I guess the most famous is Tad Vidhi Panipatena Pariprashnena Sevaya Upadekshanti Te Jnanam Jnaninas Tattva Darshina. So, although this verse does not directly say that one has to accept a Diksha Guru, but it does say that one has to associate with self-realized souls and learn from them because they have seen the truth. One has to be trained by them. Krishna consciousness, Jehovah consciousness, Allah, God consciousness, it is a science. It is our best-selling book. Out of all the books, the Bhagavatam, the Bhagavad Gita, the Chaitanya Charitamrita, so many small books, the best-selling and most appreciated book is Science of Self-Realization. Because it is a science, and people want to know the science of self-realization. It is not just that to get a degree in computer engineering, computer technology, you need to go to school. To get a degree in physics, you need to go to school. To become an engineer, you have to go to school. Even to become an auto mechanic, you have to get a course, a two-year course or four-year course, whatever. Everything requires some training by a teacher. Practical experience. But when it comes to spiritual life, people have got the audacity, they've got the nerve, they've got the foolishness to say that, oh, my opinion is as good as anyone else's opinion. Your opinion, sir, please excuse me, but your opinion is useless. There's no acharya, no teacher ever in the history who said that, in my opinion, Krishna is God. It's always an established fact. It's absolute truth. It's not an opinion. So, we need the help both to hear, to get practical, experiential knowledge, those who have gone before us, who have traversed the path before us, we're on a path leading us through life, through family life, through student life, retired life, spiritual life. We're on a path. We need someone who has been on the path, who can guide us. That person does not need us. He is following his authority. We need him. Now, there's a very interesting reason why we need him. Because even if you say, I want to follow only Krishna, like the Protestants, Christian Protestants, I will not worship the Pope. You can go directly to God, they say. But in all the scriptures, God himself says, you accept my devotee. In the Bible, it is explained that I'm sending you my beloved son, Moses. So many predictions are there in the Bible of teachers, John the Baptist, who would come, an incarnation of Elijah. So many examples in the Vedas. So much emphasis, direction from God that we should accept Guru. So even if we don't like our Guru, sometimes that happens. You find that someone may accept a spiritual master for some sentimental reason. and then after some time he may come to agree, he may come to disagree sentimentally with his spiritual master. And then he feels, I will reject him. But you made a mistake. You need a spiritual master whether you like him or not, because Krishna says you accept a spiritual master. So you have to find out such a person who Krishna says is qualified to be your teacher. There are qualifications for a teacher and there are qualifications for a student. A husband must be potent and a woman must be fertile. If the woman is infertile or the husband is deceased, you can't have children. You can try all you want, but the husband is diseased or the woman is some problem. So similarly, spiritual master and disciple both must be qualified. Then Krishna appears in that relationship. The disciple is able to see Krishna coming through the spiritual master. The spiritual master should be a transparent via media. He should have no duplicity in his heart. He should be clean. The spiritual master should only present the teachings of Lord Krishna as he has heard it from his spiritual master. He can't add his own ideas. He can't use his position to exploit people so that he can make a big bank account and enjoy life. He simply has to be a postman who delivers the mail from the post office to the house, point A to point B. His job is done. Doesn't change anything. So we Hare Krishnas, we think of any excuse to have a festival. So here's another excuse to come together and have a feast, have some prasadam, have some kirtan, have some entertainment. I personally, this is not, it's something I feel in my heart, but may not be exactly technically correct. But I feel it. And that is that just as the guru must be qualified and the disciple must be qualified, there is degree. We can never compare to Srila Prabhupada. He was a Vaikuntha man. It is not fair that anyone should try to compare his spiritual master or those who are as Prabhupada. Brilliant. You're right, they're not. And you'll probably never find someone like Srila Prabhupada for a long, long time. He descended directly from the spiritual world. He was a Nitya Siddha. For the most part, you find sadhana siddhas or kripa siddhas, those who become qualified by the mercy of God without a great deal of effort And they're very rare, just like people who get honorary degrees in college. You know, I think Yogi Berra, the catcher for the New York Yankees, got an honorary degree in college. You know, very rare. But most people are sadhana. They practice day in, day out, chanting their rounds, following the four regulative principles, worshiping the deity, and gradually they become purified, maybe to 100%, or maybe only to 80% or 70%. But we need someone that we can practice our devotional service. So the best we can find, the best available, just like supposing you go to a particular place, you go to, I don't know, Brazil or somewhere, and you want to get the best car. So you look around for a Lamborghini, or you look around for a Rolls Royce, and there are none available. Okay, you settle on a Mercedes. That's the best available. And you get a good ride. It may not be a Rolls Royce. It may not be a Lamborghini. It may not be a Porsche or whatever. But good enough. So we have to engage in devotional service. So I look at this as something like little children who want to play house. You know, they put on mommy's high heel shoes and daddy's top hat, and they pretend they're adults. They're not adults yet. Someday they'll become adults. Right now, they're just children practicing. Well, I definitely do not feel qualified to. I'm very fortunate because I don't have many disciples, so it's my ego is big enough already. So, and I know them all by name, and I know all about their problems, each and every one of them. It's a good thing. But even then, I don't feel qualified. If I have any qualification, it's just that I have no other love in this world but Srila Prabhupada, because he saved me. Saved me from a hellish life. And believe me, a hellish life. He tried. Maybe he didn't save me. I don't know. But he certainly gave all of his energy to save me. And I know that even if I fail, he'll come back and pick me up someday. So it's a kind of left-handed qualification. Not that I'm a good devotee or that I'm pure or clean. Like a little kid playing house. But we have to go on with this. This is our science of self-realization. It's there in the scriptures. We haven't made it up. We didn't invent it. We're taking it right from the authorized literatures, which are the breathing of Lord Vishnu, Lord Brahma, chanting the Gayatri Mantra. The four Vedas were manifest, compiled by Vyasadeva, coming down through Madhva, Gaudiya, Vaishnav Sampradaya. Lord Krishna took a guru, Sandipani Muni. Can you say that Sandipani Muni was on the same level as Krishna? Of course he wasn't. He was a Muni at that time, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Lord Chaitanya accepted Ishwarapuri. Ishwara Puri is as good as Lord Chaitanya? Of course he wasn't. But Lord Chaitanya was showing us that we need to get guidance. You're not going to make progress in spiritual life unless you follow the process. You should, or we try, for the pleasure of Sri Guru, we try to even exceed his accomplishments. Because he wants, just like any loving father, likes to see his son build up the business bigger and bigger. He feels proud that I have trained this boy and he's doing so nicely. So, naturally we try, we endeavor to do, but in every way we owe everything to our spiritual master and the mercy that is coming through him. Because he is transparent and he is serving his guru, we owe our salvation to him. And you should know, whatever you are going to hear tonight, in by the way of praise, is not for me. In fact, I may, in the middle of the ceremony, get sick and have to leave, hearing all the praise. But actually, I'm happy to see it. To tell you the truth, I'm happy to see it. Not that I'm an egotist, but I'm happy to see young boys and girls, men and women, trying to reach Krishna. They've been told you do it by glorifying your guru, but they all know Krishna, our ultimate goal is Sri Krishna. So whatever you're hearing, it is meant for Lord Krishna. And if I think that it's for myself, then I will fall down. I wish you all good luck in your spiritual lives. I wish that you can come to Radha Govinda Temple or Gaur Sri Sri Gornitai in Long Island, read Srila Prabhupada's books. I know it's tough. I know your interest is not 100% peaked. I know there's television. I know there's sense gratification. I know there's sex everywhere on the television, on the radio, on the hoardings. I know we're all animals. We're trying to become humans. I know all these things. We were not born yesterday. I'm 53 today, older than most of you. I know, I've been around, been there, seen that, done that. I know it's tough. But it's a lot tougher to have to come back and do it again. So make some effort in your spiritual lives and try to get help from a bona fide spiritual master. And I'd like to thank especially my cousin, spiritual cousin, Srikant Prabhu. I am always in ecstasy by his sweet kirtan, his sweet heart, and I get more pleasure by his association. I'd like to thank Ekalavya Prabhu. He had an appointment. He likes to blow his own horn. He had an appointment with his sister who he hasn't seen in 3 years, but he postponed that appointment to come in Sankirtan for us today. So we're very blessed, and Narad Rishi Prabhu and all of you, I'd like to thank you all for coming. Hare Krishna.